First of all, the Tar Heel basketball team leaves today for New Orleans and their date with Duke in the Final Four on Saturday. The team will take off from the Smith Center at around 4:45. Fans are encouraged to line up outside the building to send them off. Parking will be available anytime after 4. Meanwhile, Franklin Street businesses are getting ready for the mother of all games, with huge demand already for spots to watch the Final Four in the heart of Chapel Hill. With more on that, here's 97.9 The Hill's Ava Pukach.
Several Franklin Street spots already sold out reservations for seats to watch the game. Biagio Ambrosino, floor manager for Top of the Hill, said reservations opened at noon on Monday.
They were sold out in less than like 2 minutes. And we received about 200-300 calls, you know, people asking if there were still like some tables available, some space available. So it was pretty quick.
Ambrosino said he expects some people to camp out around the bar hours in advance, as that space is first come, first serve.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be like a lot of people that day, so at some point we might need to stop, let people in. We might going to do like one in, one out, so it's going to be like a capacity number at some point.
Jeff Hortman, a co-owner of Carolina Coffee Shop, said his restaurant will have doubled the space for the Final Four game.
1922 also has TVs and is completely prepared for a game watch, so both of those spaces will be available, anticipating a fairly big crowd.
Like other Franklin Street establishments, Carolina Coffee Shop is already at capacity for reserved booths. Hortman said it's not just locals coming to Franklin Street for the game, as the restaurant received calls from across the country.
I think that there's a real interest and draw for folks who care about the community to, even though the game isn't being held in Chapel Hill, there's a real draw to be in Chapel Hill.
Hortman said ultimately, businesses on Franklin Street are part of the camaraderie of what makes Chapel Hill, Chapel Hill.
It's good for business and that's positive, but even more than that, I think it reaffirms what makes Chapel Hill and particularly Franklin Street so special. You know, there really isn't a sense of raising prices or price gouging. It's really about participating in, you know, what's a fun event that's such an integral fabric of the community.
Carolina Coffee Shop and Top of the Hill are not alone in receiving tons of messages for seats for the big dance. Linda's Bar and Grill said via social media they had received hundreds of calls and messages since UNC got the last spot in the Final Four. On Tuesday, Might As Well Bar and Grill sold out of reservations. The town of Chapel Hill is also already preparing. The town said in a statement that it's all hands on deck for the police and fire departments, including additional police officers. UNC's campus was abuzz beginning Sunday evening in excitement for the Final Four game. Several professors even moved their Monday exams to Wednesday, citing Sunday's Elite Eight victory over St. Peter's and late-night celebrations of the team. Some students will even have the chance to watch the game live in New Orleans. UNC had an opportunity for students to purchase tickets through a ticket lottery. Seats will be located behind the UNC bands, and should UNC win in advance to the championship, all students who received a ticket to the semifinal will be admitted to the final game for no additional charge. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.
There will also be a watch party in the Smith Center, and doors will open for the general public at 5:45 on Saturday evening for that. Anticipation for the game is building nationwide. Country star and Carolina fan Eric Church just canceled a big arena show in San Antonio just so he could go to New Orleans for the game. Closer to home, Playmakers Repertory Company has bumped up its Saturday night show to 5 p.m. so the play can be done in time for the game to start. In the center of it all are the Tar Heels and the Blue Devils themselves, and while Hubert Davis and Mike Krzyzewski are trying to keep their players focused on the task at hand, they're definitely excited too about being at the Final Four. Here's Davis on his radio show this week.
I have just desperately wanted them to be able to experience some of the things that I had been able to experience as a player, us as a coaching staff, as experience as players and our time here at North Carolina. I've also desperately wanted them to be relevant. And I felt like the last 2 or 3 years, we weren't. And we were overlooked. And North Carolina should never be overlooked. It should always be front and center and center stage and the bright lights on this program and on the players. And I feel like we're heading in that direction.
That's Hubert Davis there. Get more Carolina news on our website, chapelboro.com, including a recap of UNC's run to the Final Four so far, plus video of the team's return from Philly on Sunday night, and David Glenn's take on Hubert Davis's achievement in his first year as head coach. Elsewhere in the Triangle, major economic news yesterday in Chatham County as a Vietnamese electric car company called VinFast announced it's going to build a $4 billion plant at Triangle Innovation Point near Moncure. Production of electric vehicles and batteries will begin in 2024. By 2027, the company says it will have hired 7,500 workers with salaries averaging about $51,000 per year. Governor Roy Cooper issued a statement calling it the largest economic development announcement in North Carolina history. Even President Joe Biden issued a statement celebrating the news. Bill Horner is the publisher and editor of the Chatham News and Record. He was on 97.9 The Hill yesterday, shortly after the announcement came down.
VinFast moves very, very quickly. They built a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Vietnam in 21 months and started turning cars out. The plan here is construction is going to start soon, and then we're going to be rolling cars off by July of 2024. This is the largest economic development project in state history. And anywhere you've seen a car manufacturing plant locate, whether it's, you know, Mercedes-Benz or Toyota, wherever they've located, it's just been a game changer. Chatham County has been very reliant on residential tax bases because there's not a lot of commercial property there. But when you look at Chatham Park, excuse me, and now this, it is going to be a game changer for the tax base in Chatham County, and it's going to help everybody. It's going to help the schools. It's going to help the infrastructure. It's going to help services, and it's going to help homeowners because their proportion of the tax base is going to decrease. So it's going to be massive, massive impact on Chatham County for the next 50, 60 years.
That's Bill Horner there. Get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. All of that is good news. In spite of that, though, we also have, unfortunately, a sad update on a crash that happened in Chapel Hill on February 17th after a 130-mile-an-hour police chase. WNCN now reporting both of the men in the vehicle that crashed have died. The crash happened in the overnight hours on MLK near Piney Mountain Road after the chase began on I-40. 6:18, time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Chapel Hill Tire. UNC baseball got back on the winning track last night after getting swept by Miami over the weekend. The Tar Heels beat UNCW 6-4 in Bosch-Emmer Stadium. Alberto Osuna had the game-winning hit, a tie-breaking two-run homer in the seventh. The Tar Heels are back in action on Friday, hosting Virginia Tech. Two teams in action today. In Raleigh, UNC Gymnastics gets its NCAA tournament underway at 3, taking on Towson in the NCAA Regionals. You can head to our website, chapelboro.com, and listen back to my conversation with UNC commentator Christina Chauvenet from yesterday. A lot to say about the Tar Heel gymnastics team. That team's on the upswing as well this year. And UNC softball is at home, hosting Appalachian State at 5. Sophomore Keani Jones just got named ACC Softball Player of the Week after hitting 3 homers and driving in 8 runs to lead Carolina to a series win over NC State. Two other Tar Heels also earned individual honors, this in women's lacrosse. Jamie Ortega was named ACC Co-Offensive Player of the Week, while Emily Knowles won Co-Defensive Player of the Week. And in hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes got a point but lost in overtime last night, 4-3 at the hands of Tampa Bay. The Canes are back in action tomorrow night, hosting Montreal at 7.